USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Starting Monday, the Biden administration is closing America's borders to travelers from 8 African nations, hoping to slow the spread of a new and concerning COVID variant. The White House and the CDC say no cases of that variant have yet been identified in the United States, though Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's likely already here. Meanwhile, Israel is banning all foreigners from entering that country as part of its effort to stem the spread of the new Omicron variant. Those new restrictions kick in at midnight Sunday, just after the start of Hanukkah. They're expected to last for at least 14 days. LA area seeing another case of a mob of masked thieves looting a retail store, this time a Home Depot in LA County. This man works there, says he tried to stop them.
We closed the front entrance, and they put their sledgehammers up. Like, whoever got in the way, they were going to hurt them.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
An American Airlines flight from Guatemala to Miami lands safely today, but they found there was an unexpected passenger, a stowaway in the plane's landing gear. He was alive and didn't seem to be harmed any, but he was taken away in an ambulance to a nearby hospital to be checked out. An American Airlines released a statement saying flight 1182, quote, was met by law enforcement because of a security issue, and they're working on the investigation. A tragic story out of Minnesota, where a 5-year-old boy is dead, accidentally shot, according to police, killed when a group of teens found a rifle in a garage. They decided they'd make a video for social media where they were using the rifle, but without intending to hurt anyone, police say the teenager, a 13-year-old, was handling the gun, and it went off, fatally shooting the 5-year-old in the head. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Mexican government has posed the Biden administration with new conditions if they expect to continue the Remain in Mexico program. Here's more from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
The Trump-era framework under which asylum seekers were returned to Mexico to await the processing of their claims. With the development coming in context of the Biden administration's plans to reinstate the policy following a court order. Mexico's foreign ministry said in a November 26th announcement that talks have intensified with the United States on rebooting the program known as the Migrant Protection Protocols, but that Mexican authorities are waiting for a formal response from the Biden administration on a number of concerns.
Alan Shepard was the first American astronaut to enter space in 1961.
Okay, retrofire completed.
The Mercury spacecraft is beginning to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere.
Now his daughter, Laura Shepard Churchley, is scheduled to fly aboard the New Shepard, the spacecraft named in her father's honor. Churchley is among the two honorary guests, the other being Good Morning America and former NFL star Michael Strahan, to join the December 9th mission that's backed by Blue Origin, the space company founded by former Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. Churchley says despite it's only going to last about 10 minutes, the 3 minutes of weightlessness will, in her words, be a riot. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.